T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, KMOX Sports from the new Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
And good morning, everyone. Maurice Drummond in for Tom Ackerman. What a weekend for Mizzou sports. You've got the Tigers. Had some basketball in Orlando. You got the football team in Fayetteville in their season finale as the Mizzou Tiger football team going for their sixth win in a row. What a turnaround for Barry Odom and the football team. And, of course, the basketball team going forward without their fabulous freshman, Michael Porter Jr. And joining us now from Orlando is your voice from Mizzou Sports and also the host for Sports on a Sunday, Mike Kelly. Mike, good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Some double duty for you?
Yeah, exactly. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Mo. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our KMOX listeners. Yeah, a little double duty. Going to do basketball this morning and then fly to Arkansas later today and football tomorrow and then come back to Orlando for basketball on Sunday. So, yeah, it'll be fun, but, you know, it's November. It's a busy time of year, right?
Oh, yeah, busy time of year. Let's start with basketball this morning, Mike. And obviously, when we spoke the other day, we weren't sure about the status for Michael Porter Jr., but guess what? We found out that he is, in fact, gone for the season. And just your thoughts on this team moving forward without this young man who everyone has so much promise for.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously a void, but at the end of the day, you know, you really never knew what this team was going to be like with him because they never got the opportunity to see that. So you have to take those that are on hand and still play the game. So, you know, obviously it becomes, you know, incumbent upon young guys to grow up in a hurry and older guys to play at a level that they've never played before. And so can they do that? And to me, that's the challenge. If you want to try and, you know, become a, you know, a team that finishes above 500 and possibly goes to the NCAA tournament. So, you know, we've seen guys make strides over the offseason. Certainly Kevin Poirier comes to mind. You know, I think Blake Harris is a guy that will continue to get better and is a guy that will start today at point guard for Missouri. You know, Jeremiah Tillman continues to, you know, make his presence felt when he stays on the court. So he's going to stay out of foul trouble, and that's something that, you know, will continue to evolve as the season progresses. So, but, you know, Missouri needs consistency from guys like Cassius Robertson, guys like Jordan Burnett have got to play both ends of the court. You know, can't just settle on being a Tilray's three-point shooter. You got to be able to attack the rim, get rebounds, and also play defensively. And so, you know, it just puts more pressure on everybody else, or, you know, on the team to be much better than they were, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and obviously I got a big game today with Long Beach State, and as we switch over to the football team, Mike, you got a Mizzou team that just has this incredible turnaround and now finishing up the season on the road, and now I guess you're really thinking about now that they've got that bowl game in hand, now I guess Mizzou can now look at maybe an even bigger bowl with a win.
Well, yeah, you can throw, you know, obviously, I think your destiny in terms of how appealing you become for you know, the bowl reps. I mean, here's the thing that people have to realize is that if Missouri wins on Friday, think about this. They're a red-hot team going into bowl season. Have you won six consecutive games to close the season? You got obviously a guy that draws attention on a national stage like a Drew Locke because of, you know, the numbers he's put up. Also Terry Beckner Jr., the way he's playing right now. So Missouri becomes an attractive team for folks. Now the question is how do your fans respond? Will they sell tickets? You know, and I think that's something that reps always look at is can you sell your tickets? And depending on where Missouri ends up, I think a lot of those questions regarding the attractiveness will be answered that way. I mean, I'm a little selfish at my age. I'm hoping for something close by. I mean, give me Memphis, give me Music City and Nashville. I'd love both of those, but more than anything, I want to see Missouri win on Friday and close out the season the right way.
No question. And final thoughts from Mike Kelly. Your thoughts on Drew Locke? I mean, what a season. You know, just talking with people, everyone keeps kind of flashing back to the Chase Daniel days and you know, what an impact quarterback that Chase was and how special he was. When you look at Drew Locke, what do you see right now from this young man?
Yeah, you know, I see a guy that has gotten better each and every game. I mean, and a guy that has really still just scratching the surface as a quarterback. I mean, people forget that Drew was a basketball player in high school. That was his favorite sport. So he wasn't like Chase Daniel in that he played or participated in all these 7-on-7 teams and drills and all that stuff. You know, he's a guy that had other things that he liked to do. So he's learning how to play the position, and the time that he spent under Josh Heupel has been well served. And you've seen the marked improvement since he's worked with Heupel now for a couple of seasons. So big arm, probably a bigger arm than Chase Daniel. Chase was probably a little bit more accurate than Drew was, but a little different offensive approaches too. Is that, I mean, you know, Drew's stretching the field at every opportunity, and, you know, Chase, quite frankly, had a better core of wide receivers. You know, Missouri's wide receivers that are on this team would not have started for the teams that Chase Daniel quarterbacked for. So that's something to keep in mind. I mean, you just think of the number of drops that Drew's receivers have had during the course of the season, and he's still completing 58% of his passes. So if guys catch the football, that number is well above 60. So, but, you know, no question, huge upside. NFL scouts are going to continue to fall in love with the guy. You know, and I think he's going to have a very interesting decision to make at the end of the season. I think he'll get a grade, and I think it's going to be a grade that's going to be one that's going to make he and his family sit down and say, what do we do now?
Yeah, he's got a great future ahead of him. And, Mike, we want you to enjoy your Thanksgiving. We know you got double duty. We'll be listening to you. Safe travels, and we will see you when you get back.
All right, Mo, thank you. Looking forward to having the game on Camo X today.
That'd be great. Thanks a lot. That's Mike Kelly right here on Camo X.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.